This is a News 1130 special report.
How can we cut down on the number of deaths on our roads? That's the question BC's medical health officers set out to answer. And now they've produced a report with suggestions on how to make the roads safer. And joining us live to discuss the findings is Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry.
First off, Dr. Henry, what were the top causes of deaths on the road?
Well, there's a number of things that contribute to deaths from motor vehicle crashes, and the contributing factors really are around speed, which means going faster than the road conditions allow, and also going faster than the posted speed or speeding. Distraction is still an important cause that leads to fatalities and crashes, and also impairment. And we've done some good work on impairment, particularly alcohol impairment, which has gone down, but it is still a major factor.
28 recommendations came out of this report. Out of those, which do you feel have the potential to make the greatest difference?
Well, I think there's a lot of little things that will work together to make a difference, and I think it's really important to say that we've made a lot of progress in reducing motor vehicle crash fatalities and serious accidents, serious hospitalization and injuries. And a lot of that has to do with safer roads, and there's been a lot of engineering work that has made roads safer, things like medians and rumble strips, and also safer vehicles. And what we really think now is to go that extra distance, to really get to a point where other jurisdictions are in the world in terms of reducing fatalities, we have to start thinking about behaviors. And by doing that, we need to think about the more vulnerable road users. So we have not made much difference in fatalities of pedestrians and cyclists, and that's where we need to focus our attention now, we believe.
Now, the recommendation that's seeming to get the most attention today is the idea of reducing urban speed limits from 50 to 30 kilometers an hour. How would this save lives?
Well, there's a lot of evidence that shows that the survivability of an impact for pedestrians goes up dramatically with lower speeds. And so what we're proposing is that the default, instead of being 50, which the default is in urban and neighborhood areas right now, the default be 30. And then on larger roads, more mainstream roads in outside of the community and the neighborhood areas, you can post a higher speed if it's safe to do so. But in areas where there are pedestrians in particular, and with a lot of pedestrian activity, we know that pedestrians hit by a car around 30 kilometers an hour only have a 10% risk of dying. Whereas if you're hit at 50 kilometers an hour, just that little bit of difference, you have an 80% risk of dying. So what this is based on is evidence of survivability for the most vulnerable road users in those neighborhood areas. So that's one of the reasons why we think this can make a difference.
Well, that recommendation focuses on the drivers. What about the pedestrians? Is there anything in the report that suggests changing their behavior?
Yeah, absolutely. And distraction is both ways. Particularly, it's one of the factors that makes a big difference in terms of pedestrians being distracted and not being aware of what's happening in the roads around them. But on the other hand, reducing speeds, even with those errors that humans inevitably make, reducing the speed increases the probability that you're going to survive if a crash does happen.
What do you expect to come out of this report now, if just discussion by provincial authorities, perhaps?
Well, we've discussed some of these recommendations already there's a myriad of people who have a stake in this, and a number of different ministries that have jurisdictions over different roads and different aspects of this. So yes, what we want to do is be a little bit provocative, put out there some recommendations where there is good evidence from around the world to support these as being measures that will reduce serious injuries and fatalities, and start the discussion about how would we go about getting to some of these recommendations.
All right. Thanks so much for your time today.